Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning and welcome. Today's Torah portion for Wednesday of Achrimos, chapter 17 in Leviticus, in the book we use here, 168. We completed the section which is read on Yom Kippur yesterday, and now we continue with various portions in this Torah portion of Achrimos. And the portion we're about to learn today is all of 7 verses. However, it contains a very important law, and that is that by Torah law, sacrifices cannot be brought anywhere people want to. People cannot set up an altar in their backyard and offer sacrifices. Doesn't work that way. Sacrifices can only be offered in the tabernacle in the desert, later in the tabernacle which traveled, Shiloh, Nov, and so on, and ultimately in the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. You can't just offer sacrifices. You know the famous story of the man said, my wife, the newlywed man who said, my wife, she thinks I'm God. Every day she brings me burnt offerings. It doesn't work that way. You can't just bring burnt offerings. So this is what we read now in chapter 17, verse 1. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe leimor. And God spoke to Moshe saying, by the way, when we were kids in school, you know, back then in the 50s in Newark, we were very limited. I don't even think we had too many comedians coming out of Vegas visiting Newark. So we used to say, we used to have riddles. One of the famous riddles were, you say to your friend, what's Moses' last name? What's Moshe's last name? I don't know. And the answer is Lamor. Wherever it says Moshe, it says Lamor. Moshe Lamor. Daber el Aaron vel bonav, speak to Aaron and to his sons, vel kol b'nei Yisrael, and to all the children of Israel, v'yamarto aleihem, and say to them, ze hadobar, this is the thing, asher tziva Hashem, which God commanded, lemor, again his last name is here, lemor, saying, this is the law. What's the law? Verse 3, ish, every man, mi beis Yisrael, from the house of Israel, asher yishchat, who will slaughter, sheir, it could be an ox, a chesed or a lamb, a eiz or a goat, bamachne, in the camp, or later in the city, ei asher yishchat, or he will elect to slaughter this animal, michutz lamachne, outside the city limits, in the county, where the sheriff is in charge. Rashi, asher yishchat sherei chesev, says Rashi, don't think for a moment that Torah says that if you want to have meat, you have to bring a sacrifice. It's not true. If you want to have meat, you can have meat, unless you're a vegetarian. But if you want to eat meat, as they say, gesundheit, get some A1 steak sauce and call the sheichet, 1-800-SHEICHET. You're just not allowed to bring a sacrifice. A sacrifice is limited to holy places. You want to eat meat, you can eat meat. It just has to be kosher. But it has nothing to do with a sacrifice. And this is what Rashi says, bimikudoshim akosav v'ndaber. The Torah speaks about holy offerings. We're not talking about that you're not allowed to slaughter an animal outside the holy temple. Of course you are. You're allowed to eat meat anywhere in the world, as long as it's done properly and kosher and so on. Shenemar, as it says, lehakriv korban, to bring an offering. Bamachane, in the camp, chutz lazora, using the desert setting, you had the courtyard of the tabernacle in the desert. This guy wants to bring a sacrifice outside the courtyard. He says, I'll bring a sacrifice outside my tent. I want to make a homemade sacrifice. Verse 4, V'el Pesach Oel Moed, and to the gateway of the tabernacle, Lo Hevio, he elects not to bring it. Lahakriv korban laHashem, to present an offering to Hashem. And this could be misunderstood, meaning he's just eating meat, but not. No, that's not what it means. It means he's offering a sacrifice outside the courtyard. Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, he doesn't want to bring it to the tabernacle of Hashem. He wants to bring it where he wants to. He says, I want to have self-determination. I want to bring my sacrifice wherever I please. No one has a right to tell me what to do. As the poster goes on somebody's desk, I'm having a nervous breakdown, I earned it, I deserve it, and no one is going to tell me not to. Dom Yechoshev, the Torah says, this is considered blood. It's not a good thing. It will be considered an act of blood, lo ishahu, to that man. Dom Shofach, he spilled blood. V'nichras lo ishahu, and that man's soul shall be cut off, mikerav amo, from amongst his people, because sacrifices, korbonos, can only be brought in certain designated areas, like the tabernacle and later the Holy Temple. Dom Yechoshev, kishefech dam ha'odom, it is as if he spills the blood of man, shemeschayev benavshe, because it says that his soul is cut off, meaning that Hashem will cut off his soul. Who is at fault? He is. So he's, so to speak, spilling his own blood. And it doesn't mean that the courts prosecute him. This is between him and God. Dom Shofach, the rabbi says, Hazedik Dom in Bachutz. This includes someone who sprinkles the blood. We learned again and again about the ritual of the Kohen sprinkling the blood on the altar. This guy decided he's going to sprinkle blood on the wall of his backyard. Not kosher. Why not? So he says in verse 5, this is a divine law, leman, in order that, asher yaviyu b'nei Yisrael, that the children of Israel should bring, should only bring as zivcheihem, their sacrifices, asher heim zivchim, which they used to sacrifice, al p'nei hasadeh, in an open field, because once upon a time, anybody would go into a field and create an altar and offer sacrifices, no more. The Heviyum, the law states, they should bring them LaHashem, to Hashem, in a designated spot, in a holy setting called the Mishkan, the Tabernacle, the Holy Temple. El Pesach Ayomayid, in the desert, to the gateway of the Tabernacle. El HaKohen, to the Kohen. V'zov Chuziv Cheshlomim, and they can then offer sacrifices of peace offerings, LaHashem, to Hashem, Osam, these offerings. Rashi, asher hem zovchim, means asher hem regilim lizboach, which they ordinarily offer. Verse 6, and when they do that, v'zorak ha-kohen es-adam, the Kohen will do the ritual of sprinkling the blood, and we've talked many times that the ritual of sprinkling the blood represents the passions. Blood represents passion, that our passions have to be godly. Al mizbech Hashem, on the altar of God. Pesach, at the gateway, Ohel Moed, of the tabernacle, v'hiktir, and he will cause to smoke, hachelev, the fat. And we've talked many times that the smoking of the fat on the altar represents our pleasures, that our passions and our pleasures have to be godly. They are smoked on the altar, l'reach nichoach, creating a sweet savor, a sweet aroma. And we talked many times that this means the word nichoach comes from the word nachas, that it gives tremendous joy to Hashem. Hashem says, do, and we don't ask any questions. We do, even though it doesn't make sense, because sacrifices, as explained by the Rambam in his work of Mishneh Torah, is something which is a law without reason. Hashem commands, and we do, and that causes reach nichoach, a sweet aroma, LaHashem, to Hashem. He has nachas. He says, and we do. And the closing verse of today's portion. 7. V'layiz b'choid. And when they follow this rule, they will no longer sacrifice as tzivcheihem, their offerings. Lasi'irim. The word lasi'irim means to the demons. Because once upon a time, everybody sacrificed to any god he wanted to. To the demons. Asher heim zeinim achareyem, which they lust after, We know that the temptation of idol worship was very great once, and everybody had their own god, and everybody sacrificed. There was the god of this and the god of that, and so on. In the teachings of Judaism, we only have one god. They should no longer sacrifice to the demons, which they lust and go astray after. Chukas Olam. This is an eternal, everlasting statute, which means as long as the world is here, this law is here. Tia Zeis Lohem. This law should be for them. L'deiresam. Throughout all generations, sacrifices can only be brought in the Mishkan and later in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi Lasidim Lashedim. To the demons. Kumei. There's a verse in Isaiah which talks about Usiidim Yiragdusham, the dancing demons. So the word Siidim means demons. Jews sacrifice to Hashem only in the Holy Temple. That is today's Chumash portion.